KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And today we're going to talk about nonprofits, and we're going to talk about food from a guy who knows a lot about it. CJ, how are you?
Good. Good to see you again, John.
Good. You too. Now, you are the food service guy.
I am, yes.
You're the one responsible for all those great meals up there.
Well, I can't take all the credit. We have a fantastic team up there, but yep.
I have eaten your meals, and I can testify, good stuff.
Thank you very much.
Better than what I can cook at home. Okay. CJ, I want to ask you about your support of nonprofits.
Yeah, we like to support all the local nonprofits, you know, anywhere from Habitat for Humanity. We support Feeding the Flathead, the Abbey Shelter, Boys and Girls Club, things like that locally here that we donate monthly, some weekly, you know, that we cook some food, take it down to them, and help them out however we can.
Well, what kind of meals do you put together for them?
It varies, but, you know, anything from casseroles to prime rib, really. I mean, we've done full prime rib dinners for them before.
And really?
Yeah, you know, everybody likes to be surprised with a nice big prime rib dinner. But, yeah, we try to keep it fresh and do different things for them.
You know? And you guys use a lot of fresh, natural ingredients, too, and local ingredients wherever you can.
We do, and any chance we get to support local farms or, you know, keep our money in the community here, we do. We support the Western Montana Growers Co-op. We use them quite a bit, anywhere from, you know, also Sweet Peaks. You know, anything that we can get locally here within the state and even the valley here, we do go for.
Even if it's a little more expensive?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, yeah, we'll go the extra mile to.
How do you create meals, so many of them, and make them sound like they're, taste like they're homemade? How do you do that?
A lot of planning, yes. A lot of working together. Like I said, our team, we've got a great team. We all have great ideas. You know, it's definitely not small batch cooking, you know, but you take a recipe that somebody may have and you either do the math or... Yeah, I always tell people to cook what feels right, you know. They ask how much you put of this or that and the other thing in, and just put enough until it feels right and tastes good.
You ever get some recipes from some of the residents up there?
All the time. It is fantastic. Some of the older recipes that we get. I have a couple recipes in my office of family cookbooks, you know, from some of the residents and their families that they've gifted to us, or individual recipes that they've pulled from their family cookbooks as well. So it's really neat to look at those older recipes.
And they come up to you and say, hey, CJ, try this. CJ, try this.
Yeah, absolutely. And the older ones, the really good ones are the tried and true and stand the test of time.
So talk with me a little bit about the local nonprofits and what you do for them.
As far as...
They're preparing these meals.
Preparing for them. Yeah. You know, we... Take Habitat for Humanity, for instance. You know, they're building homes here in town for the people, and at least once a month, sometimes twice a month, we will provide the whole crew with either a cold lunch while they're building, or they also do appreciation dinners where we will provide a little more intuit meals for them. So Feed the Flathead, you know, once a month, we try to go above and beyond for that one. You know, it's right down the road here, or right next door almost. We do all kinds of stuff. However we can, you know, we have the reoccurring people that come.
And of course, the question this begs is, if I'm part of a nonprofit, how can I get one of your meals?
Sure, yeah. I mean, come on up, and we like more of a face-to-face interaction, you know, and like to hear about what you're doing for the community and how we can help, you know. So if you are in need or want to come talk to us, our door is always open.
CJ Condon's our guest, and he is the food and beverage manager up at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and... Well, you know, you say you also support businesses, too. Let's talk about that next. Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is Emmanuel Lutheran Communities food and beverage manager, C.J. Congdon. What kind of beverages do you manage?
Right now we're kind of in the, it's kind of in limbo. We did get our liquor license that we applied for, actually, and it's on its way. So we will have we have the Wooden Nickel there in Buffalo Hill Terrace that acts as a coffee bar right now. Back to local things, we support Montana Coffee Traders and use all of their products. But as far as the beverages right now, it is just the coffee side of things. Then our non-alcoholic beverages and things like that. But soon, with the coming of our full liquor license, you know, there will be a whole other step that we can offer to our residents.
That was an important thing that our legislative delegation here went to bat for you and got that done in the last legislative session.
Yeah, I feel like it's something that our residents have worked their whole lives for, and they deserve to have a glass of wine with their dinner if they so choose, and I think it's a wonderful thing.
Let's talk about some ways that you can support local businesses.
Mm-hmm. Well, take, again, the Western Montana Growers Co-op. You know, that's a business that supports 50-plus local farms, you know, that it trickles down to all these local farmers in the surrounding valleys here. And anytime you can, us personally, you know, use their fruits and vegetables, meats, cheeses, grains, you know, down to honey even. You know, if we look at anything that we have and we can support anything local, you know, try to cut out the things that are getting shipped halfway across the world to us and get it here locally.
What and we know that you will work with local nonprofits to prepare meals for them. How about local businesses that have special events? That may be a stretch.
Maybe a stretch. Right? I mean, again, you know, it's almost like you, like we talked about earlier. If there's something that you need, I mean, we're always willing to help.
I would think
where
a major, some type of a major dinner or event or something like that. Perhaps you could help them too, just like you do nonprofits.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Yeah, as far as the catering end of things, you know, something like that is always available.
All right, so you might want to catch CJ on that one and ask him about that. And we talked a bit about the Wooden Nickel. How did that concept come together?
That's a really a cool space up there. It's constantly evolving. You know, it's part of our regular dinner service right now. You know, it's a separate area that some of our residents can go get a little more intimate dining experience.
Help me understand where it is now in retrospect to our in relation to the dining hall.
So it's really right across the main hallway. Right after you get through the front door, you know, our dining services area is
to the left there.
Yep, to the left, and to the right, you take a right and you're in the Wooden Nickel there.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very close.
That's like the outside entrance to the courtyard.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you got windows and stuff there so you can see all the flowers and everything during the winter?
Yep, and there's an outside sitting area that we can serve you at as well. And a lot of people like to go out and enjoy the sunshine when it's available.
When it's available,
yeah.
All right, so very, very soon you'll be able to serve beer and wine.
Absolutely, yeah, we're very excited to be able to offer that.
Well, this is really just one more way of making it seem more like you're living at home instead of somewhere else.
That's right.
C.J. Congdon's our guest. He's the food and beverage manager at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. And we'll just kind of wrap this up and talk about a few of the odds and ends we've left out right after this. Alzheimer's disease and the onset of dementia can present many challenges, not just for the person directly dealing with the disease, but for the loved ones and the caregivers helping during such a trying time. Well, that's why Emmanuel Lutheran Communities created the Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers. They meet the third Monday of each month. This month, that's Monday afternoon, March 16th from 3 to 4:30 in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace. Please come share information, experiences, and understanding. For more information and to register, contact the team at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625, 752-9625. The Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers. It's open to the public Monday afternoon, March 16th from 3 to 4:30 in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace, 40 Claremont Street in Kalispell, providing support for those who care for or someone who's experiencing Alzheimer's disease, dementia, or any related disorder that affects memory, reason, and judgment.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Emmanuel Lutheran Communities food and beverage manager C.J. Congdon, the man who is absolutely in charge of all those great meals at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Now, you serve Buffalo Hill Terrace, but you also serve the other areas up there, too.
Yeah, the retreat and over at the Skilled Care Center. Yep, we have our hand in all the food served up there and trying to create more of a campus-wide food service program.
You know? Over at the Skilled Nursing Care Center, I would imagine you've got some dietary restrictions you have to work around, too.
Definitely a lot more restrictions over there, and they're not really restrictions per se, just changes, you know, food served in different ways, you know.
And that doesn't seem to bother you that you know, somebody says, well, I can't have salt. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the shine of a good cook is if you can't use salt to bring out the flavors, what can you do? You know, what different spices can you use? What different sorts of cooking methods do you do to be able to bring out the natural flavors?
Yeah. Well, I could use a little hint on that. Any ideas?
You know, I wish...
Or are these trade secrets?
No. I wish our World Spice guy was here again. He'd talk to us about all that. But, yeah, I mean, you just... The little things that you learn over time, you know, and the salt problem is becoming more and more prevalent, you know, even not just with the older residents, but with everybody. You know, you got to watch what you eat nowadays.
Well, it's in everything.
Yep, it certainly is. And that's, you know, back to locally sourced, you know, you want to cut out any of those preservatives that are all soaked in salt, you know?
Yeah. And one of the things that we've talked about before is using natural ingredients. And as we talked about maybe a few weeks ago, we talked about using natural spices too and how that brings out the flavor even more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, anything that you can put in that brings all that stuff out, yep, I'm all about it.
So we've got foods that you can get from the Western Montana Growers Co-op. And what about meats? Are you able to buy those locally too?
Yeah, there are some meats. The co-op does offer some meats. But for the most part, that's not as much. You know,
okay.
It's more cheese and eggs and grains and things like that. But they, you know, there are some local meats that we can get.
Well, what types of events have you done that maybe will showcase local food and ingredients?
We've done some pretty cool things. We have a concert series that we do throughout the summer.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, and at the end of the summer, we do a big to-do, you know, and we did one a few years ago that was specifically centered around our local farmers, and it was farmer theme to it, you know, and that was really fun to do. Had our own little farmer's market set up, and then, of course, we cooked a bunch of food locally sourced. We have done, it was just this last summer, we had a meeting of CEOs from the Novari Group come, and that was almost a full week of all locally sourced foods that was a lot of fun, you know. Each day they'd have lunch, breakfast, and dinner, you know, and we did five or six course meal at the end of it that was all locally sourced as well.
You get an awful lot of food from the co-op.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Is there enough left for the rest of us?
Oh, yeah. We do. And, you know, I'm so excited for summer to come, you know, because then the list grows of the fresh, great ingredients that you can get and play with. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a great conversation. C.J. Congdon, as always, thank you so much. And I'm sure the folks up at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, thank you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.